quitters never give up.
You got these?
So I put my hands up, they're playing my song. The butterflies fly away. Not in my head like, yeah. Moving my hips like, yeah. Put my hands up, they're playing my song. I know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah, yeah. It's a party.
Welcome to Quitters Never Give Up, number 42. Edwin has returned from his gallivanting in Hawaii. His wife broke her ankle, right?
Allegedly.
Yes, we were at the Volcano National Park. We weren't doing anything crazy. It's not like we were, you know, rappelling down into the volcano. Just going on the path. It's a smooth, nice path. My wife just slipped. One foot caught, broke that ankle.
Jesus.
Had to call the ambulance to pick her up. The hospital was over in Hilo, which was about 40 minutes away. So I followed her to the hospital and they said, yeah, you got to have a specialist look at it. So we just ended up staying up there in Hilo. We got a hotel room, saw that doctor. He said, yeah, you need surgery. So we stayed a few more days, got the surgery. Then we went back to my sister's in Kona. So strange, very strange vacation.
Right.
She's doing well. She's on the mend.
Good for her. Yeah, good to hear.
We're all glad to hear that she's doing well. So Edwin's ordeal made Lindsay give a call to Cup of Tea in a chat.
You know, our friend Lindsay, Teabagger from the Quitters Never Give Up podcast, the one who lives in her car, she was calling with some...
She doesn't.
That's my my memory is that she checked in on a crowdcast from her car where she was living. She is weighing in with some troubling news about one of her Quitters Never Give Up co-hosts.
Allie, Dean, it's Lindsay. I'm from my car.
See?
Well, we just heard from listener Edwin, and the poor guy is vacationing in Hawaii. He goes to a hike with his wife at a volcano, and his wife breaks her ankle. They are now going into surgery, it's tomorrow, this surgery. Anyways, I just wanted to say... I don't know what I wanted to say, actually. I wanted to send my love and thoughts to him from all of the quitters, and I hope that all of the tea baggers will send similar love. I love you guys. I miss you. Bye-bye.
You're probably thinking the same thing I am, which is Edwin took his wife on a hike at a volcano with the clear intention of murdering her. But
obviously,
something went awry, and he ended up only breaking her ankle. So now he's got to pretend to be all lovey-dovey and taking care of her in recovery when he is seething on the inside that he didn't finish the job.
She's going to wake up from the surgery and be like, oh, my husband is the greatest in the world.
Uh-huh.
But in his mind, he's like, we got to get back out there.
That's right.
Got to get back to hiking.
All right.
This is just upsetting.
Hey,
Edwin.
Get some crutches, bitch. We're going back to the volcano. That's what's going on in Edwin's mind right now.
You see, this is why Bean is my spirit animal. For other people, they might think that was in poor taste, but I laughed my ass off when I heard that. When we were waiting in the hotel room for Teresa to see the doctor, I get an email from Bean. I'm like, how the hell did he find out? And of course, that's what he said. I heard you tried to kill your wife. What's going on over there? And so I immediately thought that the great Lindsay must have told him what happened. So I texted her. Yeah, it was me. Thank you, Lindsay. That was very sweet.
It was a very sweet call, and leave it to Bean to turn it all sinister and dark. But not to be outdone, Edwin called with a reply.
Remember Edwin, our listener, Allie, who tried to murder his wife in Hawaii, took her out to a park, tried to throw her down a volcano? Well, he's checking in with an update.
Hey, Bean, listener Edwin here from the Quitters Never Give Up podcast. Thank you for the shout out to my wife who injured herself in Hawaii at the Volcano National Park. She's on the mend. She's doing well. Now, I don't know if this is because of your little joke that I tried to murder her, but she did get a call from the Lifetime Cable Network. They want to make a movie about the whole thing. I'm kind of worried because the title is Hot Lava, Ice Cold Heart, Murder at Kilauea, the Edwin Story. So thanks a lot. Now I got to contend with that on top of everything else.
Hot Lava, Ice Cold Heart.
I will say this. Edwin, for people that don't remember on the Kevin and Bean show, we would say something extremely funny on the show and then immediately have to say, yeah, that was actually just emailed in from listener Edwin.
Yes.
It was never us being funny. It was legitimately listener Edwin sending an email after he heard something and one-upping everything funny with one of his own jokes.
No.
He's so funny.
He is very, very funny. Although I don't like that he says his wife managed to get hurt as if he wasn't the one pushing her into the volcano. Right. He was kind of trying to blame her a little bit, I thought.
First of all, Edwin, you guys started the Quitters Never Give Up podcast. Do we think you're done trying to kill your wife? No, it's right there in the title.
That is a fantastic point.
Thank you, Mazaklan.
Yay!
Okay, the one thing I got out of that, I clipped the last part where Allie's saying how funny I am. Send it to all my siblings. Say, see, I told you I was funny.
Yes, bravo, Eddie, bravo.
That was awesome.
That was very cool.
Now, just for the record, it's true. My first wife fell into a cenote, a sinkhole in Mexico on our honeymoon. My second wife fell off a cruise ship. Third wife fell into the Grand Canyon, all on my honeymoons. Coincidence, people, coincidence. I was never charged. That's what I want you to take away from this.
You're doing it all wrong, Eddie. You got to be like Bean and not remember how many wives you have. Just forget. Go in. I'm not really sure.
Those are the three that fell into something. So the other ones are fine.
Confess your crime. Quitters Never Give Up edition.
Yeah, we're slugging. We need them.
Man, well, we all hope Teresa gets well really quick and is back to normal.
Thanks, guys. You were very sweet to me when I was stuck in a Hilo, and I appreciated that very much. She's doing well.
All right. Moving on, shall we do the flashback that needs no introduction?
I did a story earlier today, or earlier today, if you're an English-speaking listener, about Dave Duchovny and Taya Leone splitting up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I jumped to the foolish conclusion that's because David Duchovny had a sexual compulsion problem. He was addicted to pornography, we're led to believe, and went into rehab for 6 weeks. Now I'm getting a story from one of our favorite websites, What Would Tyler Durden Do?, that the reason they're splitting after 11 years of marriage is because Taya Leone was having an affair with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
What?
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 Let me read to you from the story. It was not his sexual compulsion proclivity that caused the breakdown of their marriage, but rather his discovery of explicit text messages on her mobile phone sent by actor Billy Bob Thornton. Through the text, Duchovny found out she had begun a relationship with Thornton.
What?
Billy Bob and Taya met when they made a comedy film together earlier this year called Manure.
Manure?
Manure? Manure. As in bull poop.
Huh. That's the Philadelphia way of saying manure.
Manure? Oh, it is manure. Okay.
Manure?
Manure.
What did I say?
Manure. Manure. I don't know.
You said manure.
Manure.
It's manure.
Manure.
Manure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh,
manure.
I'm sorry. I didn't know it was manure.
That's how Americans say it.
It is.
Manure. So I say in Baltimore, maybe. Yeah, we got lots of bags of manure.
Oh, well.
Billy Bob Thornton, a musician in his own band, has been seen with Taya at his gigs. She even helps him unload and load his trucks as a friend. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Help him unload his truck.
Gotcha.
What's he got going on, this Billy Bob Thornton?
A lot. He's got some kind
he
of voodoo,
does
man.
He have something.
Some kind of voodoo.
Really?
Got it.
$5 foot long?
Got it.
He's working at Subway? Is that what you're telling me? Well, so there you go. Believe it or don't. What you call this segment from now on?
Believe it or don't.
Believe it or don't.
I think we'd like to choose to believe it.
You know, from time to time, I like to give people a heads up, the struggling actors out there, because I certainly can relate to your plight. The opportunity to get a break in showbiz. Maybe you want to be on television. Maybe you want to be in the movies. Maybe you'd like to be on the Broadway stage. In this particular case, open calls.
Before
auditioning for Spider-Man, the Broadway musical. Spider-Man, the musical. Spider-Man, the musical. Spider-Man, the musical.
Doesn't sound any better the different
ways
you say
it. Does this sound any better to you, Kevin?
Okay.
Music written by Bono and The Edge.
Oh.
Ha, 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 ha.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
We mentioned the show while you were on vacation, Ralph. This show apparently cost $40 million to stage. It's going to be one of the most expensive Broadway shows ever.
Well, yeah, dude's got to walk up walls and stuff. That costs money.
That's true.
What kind of parts are they looking for?
They're looking for Peter Parker.
Oh, they are.
Oh. These are leads in a Broadway musical, mother effers. They are looking for unknowns. They're looking for unknowns to make stars out of you.
Is this a reality TV show?
No!
I think out of the two options of believe it or don't, I'm going to go with don't.
I think don't on this one as well.
They're not going to cast that. Peter Parker slash Spider-Man has to be 16 to 20, in the 20s, somewhere in there.
Must have they hire an actor?
Must have a great run. They're looking for actors, you douchebag. What do you think is going to show up at the audition?
Well, I'm just saying, for an expensive Broadway show, why not hire somebody with a little experience that maybe people have heard of to carry the show?
Listen, ass of mythic proportions. This is Broadway. They don't look for the big show busy names. Spider-Man the Musical will bring people in to see it. They're looking for talent.
All right.
Looking to make a new Broadway star. You got to have a great rock voice. Have to be nerdy with an understated sex appeal and a good sense of humor. You have
to... Sounds like a bunch of manure to me.
prepare a brief rock pop song that shows your range. Bring your sheet music, a photo, a headshot, of course, a resume. But if you don't have them, it's cool if you don't, they say.
No, because it's not true.
Yes, it is cool.
No, it isn't.
True.
There is no
because
audition.
They are looking for...
You're sending these people out
they're
on...
They're looking for brand new talent. This is a very exciting event. They're also looking for Mary Jane.
Well, I'm looking for Mary Jane.
Peter's girlfriend. Also, female, 16 to 20s.
So you got
to
be ugly.
Beautiful girl next door.
Oh.
Strong pop rock singing voice. They suggest songs like In the Backseat by Arcade Fire. That kind of song to audition with.
Okay.
So those are what they're looking for. And apparently another principal female, which I'm assuming is a villain in the piece, a female 25 to 35 years old, all ethnicities will be considered, need amazing rock voices. So come on now, people.
Smile on your brother.
Smile on your brother.
Note to self. Email Linda Polly.
Peter Parker and Mary Jane are being cast right here in Los Angeles on TV.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I think it sounds like a prank show is what it sounds
Once
like.
Once again, Hollywood and Methodist Church, you're going to scare people off, and we could have a burgeoning Broadway star in our midst. Jeez,
or we could have a punked episode.
Dave should go.
10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
The emo one. Dave could be the emo one.
Hey, Psycho, maybe you should go down there with a recorder and get a little Spider-Man interview action down there with the wannabe Spider-Man. You know you're going to get some 45-year-old dudes showing up.
Sure. They heard nerdy, and they were like, yes!
Wearing an Affliction t-shirt, you know, and rubbing that Preparation H under their eyes to take the bags out to make them look younger. It's just going to be hilarious. I love open call auditions. Anyway, there's your Spider-Man audition update. I've got lots more news, but no more time, so come back in an hour, and I'll give you more stories about people doing
things. And retract that last
Spider-Man one. The Musical, Bono and the Edge wrote the music.
It's not happening, says Ralph Garman.
It is happening, and it's going to be awesome. And the director of this is a woman named Julie Taymor.
Okay.
So that may not mean anything to you, but she directed Lion King on Broadway. Made a big star smash hit thingy out of that.
That was pretty amazing.
And that is not manure. Or manure. Manure if you're Bean and you grew up in the Washington area.
It's not manure, I'll tell you that.
Well, it's not manure.
Yes, it is.
It sort of is.
It's manure?
It is manure.
Yeah, yes. It sort of is.
It's got nine syllables in it?
Pretty much.
It isn't manure.
It isn't manure. It's closer to manure.
Do you say sure? You say, sure, I'll go with you.
No, that's
sure.
Dumb. That's bad.
Sure, I'll go with you.
No, that's bad.
Well,
that's just Hillary Swank.
U-R-E.
Sorry.
The English language doesn't follow those rules.
Sorry, dude. Yeah,
I'm just telling you.
I'm just saying.
Laugh and cough.
But still.
It's an F sound with a G-H. I don't even know what that means. Today's celebrity birthdays, Angela Lansbury is 83 years old today.
Guys, is it time to take the bell away from the bad man?
Time. It's been time about 4 years ago that time came out.
Honestly, she's 100. She looks like a man.
Suzanne Somers is 62. Tim Robbins is 50. Flea from RHCP is 46. And John Mayer is 31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman.
Spider-Man Into the Dark, though. That really
took off.
Yeah.
You know, that was the inspiration.
That was a disaster,
for,
right?
Yeah. That was the inspiration for Squid Game right there. You can see that.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they were getting Peter Parker's off the street, because they were just injuring him, right? Just one performance, one rehearsal after another.
Yeah.
People kept getting injured on that show. That's right.
That's why it never took off.
Uh-huh.
Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays today, shall we? John Mayer. Or Mayer. You don't know how to say manure. Is 31 years old today. By the way, went to the dictionary. Manure is how it's pronounced.
Well, yeah, now you're pronouncing it the right way.
No. Manure.
You said manure.
Manure.
Earlier.
You said manure. Manure.
But you said manure.
Manure.
Right, but
is
you
what
said
you
manure.
Manure.
Oh, changing it now
it's
the way you say
it's
it.
It's as if it was an O-O-R. Manure. Manure.
But it's not like it's a U-R without an E, like you were saying it. Manure.
Manure.
You're saying manure.
None of us knew what you were saying, right?
Right.
Well, because you don't know how to say manure.
That manure. Is not how you say it. How you
more
just said it.
Door manure.
It's manure.
Manure.
It's not manure.
It is.
Manure.
It is
not manure.
Yes, it is.
That puts another syllable in there.
Yes,
it's
it does.
Ma, M-U-H-N-O-O-R is the pronunciation guide. Ma-nur.
But not
manure.
But not nur.
Not newer.
But
either.
Not nur.
Not manure.
But
manure.
Not nur.
Manure.
All right, play it again.
Play it again.
Manure.
Manure.
There's
an
oo
and there's an
er. Saying manure.
Ooer. Not manure. There's no manure.
There's an oo and then there's an er.
There's no manure.
Play it again. Play it again.
All right, listen closely, Ralph, because you're not hearing that extra inflection, but it's in there.
Manure.
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 No.
He said manure.
No.
Oh,
there's clearly an oo and then there's an er.
You are deaf.
How does it say to pronounce it, Bean? Read the pronunciation.
Manure.
I don't have the page up. I'm
M-U-H-N-O-O-R. Two
listen
syllables. Two syllables. Ma-nure. There's no newer in there. It would be N-E-W-E-R then.
Who's saying this? The dude from Webster's?
He's saying manure.
Play it again.
Manure.
Newer.
Manure.
There's no newer
there,
in there.
There's a new and there's an
R. You're mad. All of you. Simply out of your minds.
Ralph, is it possible?
Come on now.
Come on.
Guys. Don't you see this is just what the terrorists want us to do? The war is out there, man. Out there. Now pull it together.
I knew it.
You can't say that, Ralph.
Just said it. Want me to say it again?
Nope.
Then
no.
Shut up.
I'd rather you do.
Don't make us get the decider on the phone, because we will if we have to.
He's from Jersey. I can't imagine how he pronounced it.
Yeah, poorly.
Manure.
Flavor Red Hot Chili Peppers is 46.
Manure.
Tim Robbins is 50. Suzanne Summers is 62.
Right, John McClane.
Angela Lansbury is 83.
Manure.
I'm Ralph Garman. I'm just tired.
So how do you guys say manure?
Manure.
Three syllables.
Yeah, three syllables, yeah.
It was just funny because it's usually Ralph kind of making fun of other people, but this time it was kind of switched a little bit. But
yeah.
Then the whole Spider-Man, the musical.
Yeah.
And he was just on fire with those guys. He's like, no, it's happening.
All right. Shall we go to the week that was 2010?
Press the button, my friend. Send me back into time.
Edwin.
No, Edwin.
Oh,
right.
I'm sorry.
One, two, three.
It's a new day.
Oh, begin.
Our feature presentation.
Week that was 2012.
John Head or what?
I went back in time.
I don't mind, but you better come and speak. Are you back in time?
Oh, no. This is a colossal disaster.
That's an ode to my last week. Colossal disaster week. Okay, this is the week that was November 15 to 19, 2010. I'm going to play this with no introduction. I want you guys to guess who the singer is, okay?
In its entirety, we don't have
come on over. See what we've got right now, mostly cloudy. Oh, look at that. Oh, I despise fog. It's like a whiteout. Look, that's what it's like. All right.
Partly cloudy or clear blue skies. Is it hot in Hollywood? Are we going to get fog or the same old smog? Is the forecast bad or good?
Kevin?
Any guesses yet?
Mike?
Kevin?
Who said Kevin?
I said Kevin.
I love old stuff. Someone sent Ralph this. This was before Kevin and Bean got together. He was on a station in Phoenix, KZZP. So let's pick it up. Yes, you're right. This is Kevin doing a parody of a Motley Crue song.
Sunny days or purple haze, wind or rain or shine.
You have glitter on my eyes at this point, you don't?
I think you do. Yeah.
If you want to find out, Channel 7's the place, right around dinner time.
All right.
He's the one you watch, Dr. Fishback. Tells you if the weather is all right. He's the one you watch, Dr. Fishback. Checking out the weather satellite. Seems like forever he's been doing the weather. Winter, spring, summer, and fall.
Come on.
Look at You rock.
I'm a virtual wing.
Screws up the forecast, puts his teeth in a glass, takes a swig of Geritol. Mustache, glasses, and gray hair, king of the weather map. He's talking up a storm, makes your cold front warm when he's doing his weather rap. He's the one you watch, Dr. Fishback, tells you if the weather is all right. He's the one you watch, Dr. Fishback. He wants to be a meteorologist.
Hey, right now, mostly on my favorite picture. Look at those fellows. They had 7 inches of rain, and I'll have a little report on this coming up during the week. It's wonderful at the Arboretum. That's my favorite picture. I don't care.
California's oldest weatherman, Dr. Fishback, points at temperatures with his hand. Dr. Fishback got a goofy bow tie on his neck. Dr. Fishback, he's the weather stud. Dr. Fishback.
Mostly cloudy, temperature 69. I'm expecting that fog to come in. Oh, and it should be in about now. That's it, good friends.
So the Kev dog showing off his singing skills. Yeah, oh, that's amazing. You caught that, Lindsay.
He sang the Internet Roundup song too, right?
I thought
I'm almost positive it was him. Even like it was kind of like one of those best kept secrets, but I think someone was like, "Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was him."
I thought it was Lightning that did that. Dr. Fishback, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Yeah, he was a Channel 7 guy a long time ago, you're right.
Yeah, Weather Chat. Weather Chat still continues.
Next up in the Internet Roundup, another viral video. I swear, this is a challenge to people like Jen and the Maria on the Social Club. I think 2010 had like the most viral videos that had the most bites, you know, sound drops that they pulled out. So everyone out there, Jen, Maria, anyone else who listens to an old show every day like us, that's my challenge. If you can find a year that had more viral videos, more drops, let me know. So this came out from the Internet video that week.
Just listening to this guy is my new favorite thing. I'm sorry I'm late to the party, but I didn't hear this until last week, and I so love him so much.
What does the guy think, he's an Indian? What is he, a goddamn asshole? What the f*** doing? Not ever. No way. Now he's Johnny Hanna sticks. I'm running away like he's freaking Tommy Noble. What the hell is he doing?
Okay, so I have no idea what he could be possibly watching right now, right? What, he's flipping around and he's got on his TV?
Think she's got it going, bossing over. No way. No way. What is this garbage? What is this? Oh, I'm king of the trees. I'm the tree meister.
All right, now, what's he looking at?
I don't know.
He looks at something on the TV and he says, what am I, king of the trees? I'm the tree meister.
Watching a Tarzan movie? I have no idea.
I count on them. Well, sometimes I pry, I like the steelest. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. This guy's a guy's some sort of Indian in the teepee. Ooh, this guy thinks he's Captain Knots. Thinks he's Captain Tying Knots.
All right, now, he thinks he's Captain Tying Knots.
No idea.
So somebody must be tying a knot on TV.
Yes.
But
in a tree.
Why is he so upset about...
When everyone needs some knots tied, they go to him. Bullshit.
That's right. Listen, if I want a knot tied, I don't have to go to Mr. King of Knots.
Yeah, so we've heard those drops for years afterwards. No way, not ever. They were trying to figure out, was he like watching TV and this was just like free-forming, as, you know, he seems to hate everything. But we found one thing he did like. Well, a couple things.
All right, now he gets on the lighthouses. Now, what do you think a guy like him... Sounds sort of, you know, new. He's like New Jersey-ish, right?
Yeah.
Lighthouses. What do you think he comes out on lighthouses? He's angry at floors and chairs and dresses.
They got to be stupid, right?
Right.
Lighthouses rule. You don't like the lighthouse, you suck. What is this, seahorse captain?
Now, I don't know what this is. What is this, seahorse captain? I'm not sure what he's watching.
What, seahorse seashell party? Who didn't invite me? Why didn't I get invited, seahorse seashell? What is this? Get real. I'm in love with seahorses. I'm in love with them. They're so beautiful and cute. I'm in love with the seahorses. They're f***ing unreal. I love them. They're like all the clocks. I love them. I love seahorses, and I love looking at them, and I love seashells. I love seashell things. I love things with seashells and seahorses on them, like blankets and towels and little bags. I love them. Seahorses. Forever.
So he loves lighthouses and seahorses?
Seahorses. Forever. Yes.
So he did like lighthouses and seahorses and seemed to hate everything else. Like I said, they played those clips for years afterwards. The no way, not ever guy.
I still say, not my chair, not my problem, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I think that honestly, like, that was the birth of YouTube being an avenue for the viral video, because I was looking up Charlie Bit My Finger is still one of the all-time greats, and that was that year that happened. So I think it was just kind of a, like, YouTube started getting really, really popular.
Yeah, that must be it. They announced the Almost Acoustic Christmas for 2010 lineup. This was the 21st annual, and it was at the Gibson Amphitheater, which is gone now. Anyway, I'm just going to play the jingle, kind of give us a flavor of the time.
Here's what you've been waiting for.
Let it snow.
Look alive, sunshine. All you K-Rock fiends with your fancy jeans and motor machines. We got two nights of pure Yuletide music adrenaline to heat up your gingerbread. It may be 70 degrees out, but it's snowing somewhere.
Listen up, K-Rocker.
Make some noise.
The 21st annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Saturday, December 11th. Gibson Amphitheater. Night one. My Chemical Romance.
I love this Christmassy time of year.
Social Distortion. Almost Acoustic Christmas.
A day to remember.
Green light flashes, the flags go up.
Cake.
He's going the distance. I'm so sick of you.
Amberlin. The Dirty Heads. Switchfoot.
This is the sound of a heartbeat. This is the sound.
I'd like to wish you all a very boom boom Christmas.
Here, Almost Acoustic Christmas.
The world is a vampire.
Smashing Pumpkins.
So, thoughts on the lineup. Who would you like to see, Christopher, from that lineup?
Maybe Social Distortion. I thought I saw them before. I've seen Cake before, and they were interesting.
Man,
I'll stick
Christopher
with
would
one.
Not go to that one. Okay,
let's go around the horn. Maybe Bad Religion too, just out of history.
Lindsay, anyone catch your fancy there?
Honestly, that Jimmy Eat World like audio clip almost is bringing a tear to my eye. I love that song so much.
Jen?
For sure, Social D. I think I saw Bad Religion. I think I saw them not at Acoustic Christmas, but when they were on tour that year, actually. Who's the other one? Switchfoot, Jimmy Eat World. And then I probably see most of them, to be quite honest. It's funny because I moved back to Los Angeles in 2010. And so all those bands have played on K-Rock all the time and totally brings back awesome memories.
Yeah, I would say Social D too. I actually did see them once in concert. Had a great time. Okay, let's play Night 2 now.
Mommy, can I please open my present from K-Rock?
Sit on Sandy Claus' lap. I'll tell you all about Night 2.
The 21st annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, Sunday, December 12th, Gibson Amphitheater. Night 2. Phoenix.
Well, pull up an ice block and lend an ear.
The Black Keys. Denver Tramp. Vampire Weekend. Broken Bells. Almost Acoustic Christmas. Neon Trees. Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. Florence and the Machine.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Brandon Flowers.
K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
So another big lineup. For me, Neon Trees would be the draw. Remember, I played a clip from them a couple weeks ago, and they just sounded great. I don't know why. So I've been humming their songs ever since. Thoughts, guys? Anyone you guys are interested in?
I got lost in the image directing. Like, I was like, who did the imaging direction on all these clips? You know, who put the sounds together and did everything? Because I know it was, at this time, it wasn't John Frost anymore, right?
No, Frost was gone for a long time by now.
Oh, do you have notes for them as a burgeoning editor yourself?
No, I just thought it was really cool. I just missed those. I just missed those clips, you know.
I do, yeah. Too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just like, man, this is really cool. Oh, I wonder how they did that and all this. So I just got lost in the whole thing and missed the bands.
Christopher listens to everything differently now that he has a podcast.
I know.
TV. Wow, look, they layered that very well. That track should have been brought up.
He's a radio professional.
Well, to be honest, I think John Frost was one of the people that got me into listening to K-Rock a lot more.
Oh, so. You're totally right. I think John Frost was just as important as Kevin and Bean or the program director or the musicians.
Yeah.
Branding K-Rock. He was absolutely the genius.
Definitely.
Yeah, you're right. So that's why I like to play the whole clip of the promo, because you kind of remember what was going on back then and the way they did the bands and the clips they played. Very interesting stuff.
Yeah, very cool.
2 days later, the comedian Eddie Ift, who was always a favorite of Kevin and Bean, came on.
Yeah. We have this guy that he lost his job. His wife left him. She was a lesbian and left him for a guy. That's a long story.
Huh?
Yeah, it's a whole wow. other story.
She's a lesbian. That's and left him for a guy.
So Jim and I let him start staying with us till he got on his feet. And then he got on his feet, but we have too much fun making fun of him.
I see.
So he's there still, and he says he's stoned 24 hours a day, and everything that comes out of his mouth is funny. Last night,
all right.
I write them down. Last night he said to me, I said, don't you feel terrible collecting unemployment all the time? And he said, this government decided to go to war in Vietnam. They cost me my childhood. And then he wrote, don't post that. They are watching me.
Oh, my God.
Dude, the way things are going, you can get yourself a CBS sitcom out of that if you start tweeting those.
Well, NBC and Fox turned it down.
I love that.
It's funny. All the networks have kind of been interested in it.
The thing is, that did become a show. It was Jim Jeffries, Eddie Ift, and this other guy that he mentioned. They were all living together. Can you imagine that?
Damn.
And I've been looking around, searching. I can't find the name of the show, but there was a show about a guy, and that was his life story. His wife left him, and he just lived on the couch with these other comedians. It might have been on Showtime. If I ever find it out, I'll put it on an episode. November 17th was the birthday of a K-Rock legend. No, I'm not talking about Ralph Garman. I have the whole song, but I think I'll spare you that. So Ralph Garman, Gordon Lightfoot, same birthday. So kind of shows you that astrology blows. Means nothing.
Right.
This was very funny. Like I said, the fun thing about listening to old shows is things just come up. I put this up with Kevin's terrorist situation as far as moments with, but this was from Psycho Mike.
Now, can they take anything away technologically from that and apply it to cars that could maybe make something that's performance-wise is up there and also ecologically sound?
And what was the question? What was that?
That's a moment with Mike.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Psycho Mike ran into Jay Leno at a car show, and I'm not sure what he was asking, and Jay Leno did not know either. Whip My Hair Back and Forth kept coming up. Besides viral videos, bad music was big that year. Now, this was very funny. This was on the Jimmy Fallon show. And you know how he likes to do musical moments.
Ladies and gentlemen, Neil Young.
And it's a very authentic-looking Neil Young. And I think you know from the setup what song he did last night.
With my hair back. Whip it real.
Okay, so I see that and I go, well, we've lost the heartland because now Jimmy Fallon's on singing the Willow Smith song. And then, Kevin, are you with me? Are you paying attention? Are you listening? And then,
absolutely.
Special guest Bruce Springsteen walks out.
Yes.
And joins in on singing
what?
Whip My...
Oh.
This is...
The real one?
The boss.
What?
Singing Willow freaking Smith now with Jimmy Fallon.
All my ladies, if you feel me, whip your hair. Do it, whip your hair. Whip your hair. No matter if it's long or short. Whip your hair. Do it, whip your hair. Whip your hair.
It goes on like that, and the crowd goes wild, and now it's the best song ever, I guess.
That's hilarious.
What's happening?
The funny thing is, they had just started a feature called Stop It America. And they said, Stop It America, don't make Whip It back and forth a song. And then now it's being sung by Bruce Springsteen. So they kind of threw in the towel there. They couldn't stop America.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Oh, man. You know, the Jimmy Fallon thing, they had Crosby, Stills, and Nash on later that year to do Party in the USA, or maybe it was before. Oh, I need to find that and play that, because Party in the USA was one of my favorite songs, too.
Oh, my God. I shouldn't admit this, but I have that on my iPod, and when I need a lift, I do play that sometimes.
Party in the USA?
Great. Isn't that weird? When I talk about like when I used to go to work and like I was super overwhelmed, and like that was one of the songs I used to listen to on repeat. Nice. Just to cheer myself up.
Nailed it.
Ow, 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 ow.
You get it. When you want her to promote your podcast, we got it.
Say hello to happy goodbye to the blue
janky podcast.
I'm about to hang some curtains and go pee. Who's right? Gonna check me, boo? Oh, are we still on?
On Patreon, Dave did an update of sorts for Jankytown.
We interrupt this program to bring you breaking news.
Okay, let me jump in real quick. While I was recording the roundup, I checked the Patreon page and there was a new Jankytown episode, number 66, titled Nomar. In this episode, Dave and Muggs gave their point of view and discuss the backlash surrounding what happened in episode 65. The good news is the December 3rd meetup at O'Grady's is still on. They're just not recording an episode. And Jankytown is not dead. I'll have a full report next week on the next roundup.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
All right, mm-hmm. So let's start off with some great news. They talked about Vin Diesel and how Vin Diesel walked Paul Walker's daughter down the aisle. But this gave Kevin a chance to premiere a new impression.
Tell me if I'm a terrible human being for this.
Okay.
My first thought was, oh, this poor girl is having to entertain Vin Diesel, who's forcing himself into this situation. I'll walk you down the aisle, honey. Okay. No. That was my impression, yes.
Wet blanket, Kev dog. Jeez. The hell?
I want Kevin to say, I am Groot.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Mike also had to reply with his own version of that impression.
Tell me, please, just humor me and tell me that before he walked her down the aisle, he looked at her, grabbed her head. He said, I walk this aisle a quarter mile at a time.
If he didn't, he's a worse person than we think.
Come on.
So Kevin's got four impressions now. He's got Alf. He's got the Jigsaw. He's got Vin Diesel. There was one more. What was the other one, Lindsay?
Queen.
Yeah, the Queen.
The Queen. Perfect. Okay.
He's waiting for his one-man show, kind of like an Eddie Murphy deal where he plays all the parts in a movie. Queen, he's Alf, he's Vin Diesel.
No problem. Moving on. It was Bean's birthday, and it was Ralph's birthday, and they celebrate a little bit differently. That's their Bean celebration.
Well, let's get it out of the way because you hate it. You don't want to talk about it, but happy birthday. How was your birthday? I'm so sorry. We're discussing it, but you were born and we love you.
Why do you?
Oh, even the music faded right there.
How do you do this?
Yeah, Bean does not want to celebrate his birthday. He wants to give the props to his parents because they did all the work. He didn't do anything. And then here's Ralph's reaction to his birthday at the end of his show.
Thanks for coming by, kids. I hope you enjoyed yourselves. It was a fun day. Oh my goodness. Guys.
They're almost done.
Now presents? Look at that. What is in that box?
That's a huge box. That's
massive. Is that moving?
You better open it.
It's moving.
You better open that box.
Happy birthday! Air holes poked into it. You are the best. You kids all going to get bonuses.
Bonuses.
What a staff.
So yeah, much different. Bean didn't go out. Ralph had like a friend of his cook him a 4-course dinner, right?
9 courses.
One of the courses was a 6-pack, so that's 6 courses.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no, he was mentioned caviar and oysters, and I was like, maybe he's got a new lady friend.
Maybe. All right. So Bean had a surprise. Basically, there was a charity auction where you have a 30-minute Zoom, and so they bid on celebrities to Zoom with for their bonus edition.
And I am very excited to tell you who we are going to be interviewing on the December bonus episode of A Cup of Tea and a Chat.
No. No.
Yes.
Fucking Richie?
Yes.
Are you serious, Bean? Oh my God, are you? I swear to God, if you no bitch me right now, I will end you.
So yes, that was Allie. Super excited. It reminds me of when we told Edwin that Lisa May was going to be on. That brings up who did it better, Lindsay?
I will end you.
Or Allie?
I will end you.
Considering I got that from Ralph and Allie, I think there's Lindsay, no comparison.
Lindsay sells it.
They talked AM radio. Bean brought in this guy.
AM 1220 WATX. The music's on us. X marks the spot.
And Allie said he sounded like a teddy bear. And then they went into this guy.
Freedom and the best music of the 80s and 90s. It's Sunny 93.3.
Sunny radio.
This is good. You know somebody with a double chin? We're now a step closer to fixing that double chin. Don't miss it. Rick Dees and today's hot list has a double chin on it coming up.
So, yes, Rick Dees is doing AM radio and making Bean really jealous. And then that's when my world turned upside down. I was very confused. I thought I was still dreaming. I did not know what was happening. Did I walk into another dimension? Because this started happening.
But does he do like Dees, please?
Oh, of course he does.
In the morning. Of course he does. Tell us what time it is. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I loved Rick Dees growing up. Let's not all pretend that we didn't love Rick Dees growing up.
Everybody did. Donna won a copy of Thriller from Rick Dees in the morning on Kiss FM. Yeah, she's so excited. Of course, everybody grew up listening to Rick Dees. And look,
amazing.
He doesn't do my kind of radio, but I have a lot of respect for him as a professional.
Amazing.
And he is one of the most significant personalities in the history of Los Angeles radio.
For sure.
And I say all that without getting into the fact that we obviously had a very adversarial relationship with him.
Yes.
He threatened to sue us, and a lot of other stuff went down between us and Rick Dees. My only complaint about him, and again, we're saying all these sweet things, and I'm not trying to bash the guy because I have a lot of respect for what he's accomplished, is he is on 100% of the time. He's always Mr. Showbiz. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing real. Like, if you meet him in person, no matter how much he hates you, and believe me, he hated Kevin and Bean, we would run into him, like, at lunch or something like that, and he'd be like, so good to see you guys. You guys are killing it, doing a great job. Big fan. Nothing that comes out of his mouth is ever true.
So, Rick Dees' love from Bean and Allie.
Oh, mind blown, man. When I heard that, oh, my God.
And then Allie continues to defend Rick Dees.
Here's the thing. We discussed this on Kevin and Bean because I had mentioned that when I was at KTLA, he had reached out and said really nice things to me and sent me a birthday card. Like, he's just one of those people. And you guys were like, no, he's phony. But to me, if he's like that 100% of the time, is it phony or is it just him?
I mean, you could debate
that. Yeah. Bring on the teddy bear guy again.
Look, When I left the show in November of 2019,
yes.
He sent over a gift basket. Like, there's no yes. need for anyone. My best friends in radio didn't acknowledge that I left the show. Rick Dees sent over a basket.
That's why I'm telling you, I don't think he's phony. I genuinely think he is a good guy. I truly believe that. And I tried getting this across to you and Kevin. Neither of you were hearing it. And I'm happy to report neither of you are hearing it now. So.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm ready to buy that. I will sit with that for a minute.
So is he fake if he's on 100% of the time?
Wow, this is very existential today.
Another thing, Bean says that nobody wished him goodbye. Jimmy showed up. Adam Carolla showed up. Ralph Garman showed up on his last day.
So did Doc on the Rocks.
And poor man called in. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of people that wished him well. They're like his wife. They know that he doesn't like celebrations about him. So they're not going to be like surprise being the right. big party or anything, because he will probably want to leave. Okay. And then Ali and Bean talked about Barbra Streisand, and Edwin brought in this clip.
I don't think Barbra Streisand's a good singer. I think she's fine. But to compare her to Adele singing-wise, we've had this conversation, Bean. We've had this conversation.
Barbra Streisand is a good singer?
She's fine.
She's not fine. She's...
No.
Genius.
Okay. You're going a little bit too far here.
She is top five all time, Barbra Streisand. All time.
Oh, my God.
That
no,
voice.
You cannot be serious.
I am serious. Are you kidding
me? Okay, who else is on your top five then?
I don't want to get into the weeds here, but you don't even think she's
good?
Oh,
it's not a weed if you think she's top five. Just give me a couple more people, because if you don't have Whitney on that, I am done with this podcast.
Whitney's outside of my top five. She's very good. Aretha Franklin would be in my top five for sure. Karen Carpenter would be in my top five for sure.
I'm sweating. Oh, my God. Oh, dear.
All right. Table this for another time. Okay.
I mean, Karen Carpenter, yes. I will say she is a top five singer. She's got the voice of an angel.
She does. Got the best voice.
Linda Ronstadt.
Very good. But I think Karen Carpenter's
voice of an angel.
One. Very good. I agree. Well,
Barbra Streisand isn't in that company.
Top five.
She's not allowed to sit at that table.
Probably top three. I would say top. Did I say five? I meant three. Probably top three.
Oh, my God.
So top three singer of all time, Barbra Streisand. I also reject that totally.
Well, I totally agree. I think she's much better than Adele.
I think Barbra Streisand is more... in like the Broadway top fives, if I had to guess. But her style is really different from Adele too. Like Adele just like belts everything, and Barbra Streisand is more like a muted singing voice, if I have to give non-technical terms.
See, I was gonna say they both have very strong, powerful voices. Karen Carpenter has a beautiful voice, but it doesn't have that power to it. I don't think, again, I haven't listened to shit in forever, so I could be totally wrong. Whitney Houston can have that very powerful voice.
I definitely agree with Lindsay that Barbra Streisand is more of that Broadway type of tone, and I never really cared for that tone.
Yeah, but just voice-wise, her voice, just compare that to anybody. I think it stands up to anybody.
Okay, so Eddie, who's your top five?
I would go Linda Ronstadt, number one. Karen Carpenter, very poppy, though. But the thing is, voice, very unique, very beautiful. Barbra Streisand is in my top five. Whitney's not my cup of tea just because she's very poppy and her songs are kind of histrionic. But the range, beautiful voice. So I guess put her in there.
Lindsay?
For me personally, that's too hard to do. Plus, like when you think about all of the Broadway singers who actually are actually are talented, but have a lot of comparable voices, but they're not as famous. Like, okay, if you think about Idina Menzel, she is a little bit less famous, but she was a huge Broadway star. She did Wicked. She originated the Wicked role. And
is that Adele Dazeem?
I think that is Adele Dazeem. Yes. She originated the role in Wicked, but like, even like people are in love with Olivia Rodrigo, who is kind of more of a Broadway and doesn't have like the super powerful belting voice, but it just really depends on your taste, I guess. So I don't know.
I think so. Is it Kristen Chenoweth that was also in Wicked on Broadway? Mm-hmm. She's got an amazing voice. So then it's like, yeah, you could take your Broadway singers and then you could take your pop singers and So I looked it up really quickly, and Nora Jones has an amazing voice. Dionne Warwick for the Olds. And then Halsey, I've seen her sing like on Saturday Night Live. She's got an amazing voice. And then you get into Joni Mitchell, Etta James. Stevie Nicks is like beloved, but she doesn't have that kind of a voice. You know what I mean? So I'm with Lindsay. I don't know. I like them all, or I don't like them. Pick one.
It's pretty quick for me. It's Aretha Franklin, Betty Moore or James Brown, Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, and then, of course, my wife, who's amazing.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Obviously. Well,
she does have a lovely voice.
And I will say this. She can sing anything. Like, she can sing a heart song. Then she can do a mariachi song. And then she can do a 90s No Doubt song. She could do like everything at the drop of a hat. She's been at weddings where they're like, oh, we wish we had a mariachi. And they'll put a mariachi track behind her and she'll make all the women cry.
Wow.
So Edwin wanted to play a bit of Does Lindsay Know?
Oh, God.
Does Lindsay know? Does Lindsay know? Or is that shit dynamo?
Greg Brady is AM. Oh. Reliable, just kind of a good guy, just there.
Yeah.
Johnny Bravo is FM. Badness. A little flashier, like, wow, check him out. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you just want old reliable. You want like Greg. It. You don't need Johnny in his flashy outfits.
Does Lindsay know who Johnny Bravo is?
I know Greg Brady. Wait, where's Greg Brady?
Okay, does Lindsay know who Greg Brady is? Wait.
That's what about Johnny Bravo?
Johnny Bravo.
I'm getting confused because they're talking about those people like they're almost like they're radio personalities instead of personality. So that's where I'm getting confused is like, is there a DJ also named Greg Brady? But I'm assuming Greg Brady is from the Brady Bunch. And so is Johnny Bravo. I don't know Johnny Bravo.
Ah.
Oh, you were almost
I thought, because you have two choices for that answer. So I thought you would have gotten the second one. Because when she started talking about that, Greg Brady is AM and Johnny Bravo's FM. I went straight to that cartoon, Johnny Bravo, right?
that's and also then, a
and then
answer.
I was like, oh, that's
how
right.
old Edwin and I.
But that's how it worked, you know? And then I went to, oh, no, I remember the episodes of I think he was playing guitar, or doing music, whatever. And Greg had an alter ego called Johnny Bravo. But that answer works for both because the Johnny Bravo cartoon was also very FM. You know, it was just kind of funny.
Yeah, Lindsay was Greg Brady was becoming a rock star and they turned him into Johnny Bravo. So he had loud clothes and he was kind of flashy. So AM was Greg Brady, the regular Greg Brady, Johnny Bravo, flashy FM. So you were almost there. I'm going to give you half credit.
So that was the podcast roundup. Who wants to wrap us up or do we got anything else?
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
He was like masquerading as a star, like Hannah Montana.